Time to talk some women's hoops off their Senior Day win against USC. Going to hit the road for the Bay Area schools. Start with Cal Friday. Wrap with another big one against Stanford Sunday morning. He's the head coach, year two. Always fun to welcome in Kelly Graves. Coach, how's it going?
Steve, doing great today. How about you and your listeners?
All is well so far. Just getting started. Keep our fingers crossed.
See, I'm batting. I'm warm up to the heavy hitters, right?
Yeah, you're a table setter.
Yeah, that's okay. With my speed, you know, just call me Lenny Dykstra, baby.
All right.
Lenny Dykstra.
All right, I want to rewind to UCLA. Your team was in pretty good shape through the second quarter, but the Bruins ended the half on a big run. It looks like you couldn't get a shot to go down. What kind of jumped off the page that went wrong that sent you into the locker room behind after leading most of the half?
Well, we were kind of nursing some foul issues, and, you know, so I don't think we had our best team on the floor. You know, and they're kind of a team that, you know, works in spurts, and they had one of those to end that. You know, we still regained control in the second half, but... In the end, they just, you know, they got a few more playmakers than we do, and they made plays.
Yeah, one thing I thought was interesting, the turnovers were even at 17. And as odd as it might sound, from what I watched almost the whole second half, it just seems somewhere more ill-timed, maybe not accounting for UCLA's speed. As you watch live than on film, how much damage did turning the ball over in those moments stand out?
Well, in the third quarter, it was critical because we had some live ball turnover. You know, turnovers per se aren't always bad. I mean, you know, there are better options, obviously. But it was the live ball turnovers that they turned into easy hoops. But you know, that there was a stretch there in the third quarter that really hurt us, and then you know, we just never really recovered.
I want to get to Senior Day, Matt Knight finale for Jillian and Kat Cooper, Lexi Peterson, and some of the other Ducks. But for Liz Brenner, whose family is, you know, still dealing with all that heartbreak, and she's just such a bright light, when she plays her games with joy, has that million-dollar smile. As the fans erupted when she was introduced in the midst of all they're going through, that was actually kind of a pretty cool moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. And, you know, I think everybody understands, you know, what she's going through. That was certainly part of it. But the other part of it is just the opportunity to appreciate her and all she's meant to, you know, to the University of Oregon. I think she's going to go down as our greatest athlete ever and perhaps the greatest athlete, female athlete in the history of the state. So, you know. And then she backed it up, Steve, with a really good effort during the game.
Yep.
You know, she had a real good game for us, and we needed her. So it was, you know, an emotional day for her, I'm sure. But it was nice that the people were there and gave her the appreciation she deserves.
Talking Oregon hoops with Coach Graves. As for the UCLA game, it was a case of making no bones about it with three regular season games left. There was not a lot of negotiation. You had to win this game. But your team didn't really break out of the gate. They faced an early deficit in the second. What did you see that caused kind of a sluggish start?
We didn't shoot the ball very well. You know, I thought we had some really good looks early in the game and just didn't finish plays and, you know, just struggled a little bit. And then defensively, we were kind of on our heels early and until we adjusted to the speed of the game and then got it back under control, made a nice spurt mid-second quarter and got our, you know, got control of the game after that. But, you know, it was you think we'd be able to adjust to the speed because we had just played UCLA two nights earlier, but we didn't. But in the end, again, I think another really good effort, Steve, and I thought, you know, a good basketball game overall.
Yeah, you know, when we first spoke about UCLA, I meant to get to that. I mean, this conference is so good. You have so many good athletes. But you're of the opinion that when it comes to UCLA, their speed, their athleticism, you're not only talking about elite in this conference, you're talking about nationwide.
Oh, no doubt. Jordan Canada is a, you know, she's a gold medalist. And is, you know, one of the top three or four point guards in the country. You put her alongside Nyra Fields, who's going to be a first-round draft pick in this year's WNBA draft. I think it's the best 1-2 combination in the country. You know, we forget that group was the number one recruiting class in the country 2 years ago, three years ago. And, you know, and those kids have grown up. And they're maturing into even better college athletes. And you know, and we played with them, for the most part, really both games this year. So, you know, we certainly don't have the playmakers they do or the athletes, but you know, our kids have played pretty good basketball against them.
I want to get back to the USC game, excuse me. Early in the second quarter, you guys went on a run. You turned a seven-point deficit into a six-point halftime lead. Then in the third, you really took control. I mean, those middle two quarters, you outscored them 43-21. I know you coaches can be perfectionists, but, man, that second and third quarter, you had to be happy with your defense.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I thought we really clamped down. We kind of honed in on what they were doing. Thought we did a really good job of kind of mixing our defenses from man and zone. And we started trapping a little bit out of the zone in the half court. I thought that caused them some problems, kind of got them on their heels and guessing a little bit. And I think, you're pretty perceptive, young man. I thought the defense was what really kind of turned the game in the middle quarters.
Now, you get to this point in the season, you kind of know where you sit on the bubble. You know, really, you're fifth in the Pac-12 because you got the tiebreaker edge over Washington. And I read the combined record of the teams who beat you was 144-36. So while nothing is guaranteed either way, you feel if you take care of business this weekend, you've made a pretty darn good case to the committee?
Yeah, I do. We still need some work to do. You know, I think a couple more wins can really get us maybe a position solidified. But, you know, the things they look at, are, you know, the RPI, we're in one of the RPIs like 60. But then in the Sagarin, which is the one the USA Today does, we're in the mid-20s. And the Massey Computer, we're in the 20s as well. No bad losses, like you said. You know, six. We've lost seven games, and six of them are to teams in the RPI top 10.
Jeez.
You know, and our only, and it's not considered a bad loss, was at USC in a close game, and they're still like 42 in the RPI. So, no bad losses. You know, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of top 50 wins. We have two. That's the other thing they look at. So, you know, it just, in the end, you're right, we're going to be on that bubble. We'll be compared to other teams, you know, from more of the Power Five conferences. And hopefully, I think a couple more wins will really, you know, maybe solidify our position. Because let's face it, we're the number one RPI conference. I think they got to take five or six. And if we can end with a winning record in conference play, I think that really says something. So, you know, hey, we're only worried about Friday's game, Steve. You know that, man. You've been a new interviewed enough coaches over the years to know it's only about what's next, and that's all we can control.
Yeah, as for Cal on Friday, you'd lost a heartbreaker to Stanford at home, but you bounced back really well against them. Talk about defense. Last time you played them, you held them to 4 points in the second quarter, and you really kind of won the game going away. What stuck out about that performance? And maybe, how dangerous is a team like Cal right now, who's got just three conference wins and, let's face it, nothing to lose?
Yeah, well, you said it all. You answered your own question. you know, they really don't have anything to lose. They're playing for pride, but they're also playing for pride with a bunch of great athletes. They have, I think, three or four McDonald's All-Americans. You know, they've had just some issues this year, some health issues, some kids leaving the team. It's been a tough go-around for them, but on any given night, man, they're capable of beating anybody. As they beat UCLA earlier, they beat Louisville. I mean, those are teams in the top 10. So they can certainly play. We just got to make sure that, you know, we don't let them feel good. You know, we keep them down as much as possible. But, yeah, we played a good game, and you mentioned it, a hard luck loss against Stanford, and to be able to bounce back 2 days later and play as well as we did, I think shows the character of the team. That we have, but we got to do it one more time, and And we can't look at their record. I think our kids are smart enough to realize this team is loaded. And if we let them get going, they're going to be a tough train to stop.
All right, great stuff as always. You can follow the coach on Twitter. Use the handle at GoDucksKG. Oregon Berkeley, huge game Friday. Another critical matchup Sunday against Stanford. Always appreciate the time. Best of luck on this important road trip, Coach. Thanks for joining us as always, and you travel safe.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right. Take it easy.